Books on Tape presents The Survivors Club by Lisa Gardner, read by Anna Fields. Prologue. Eddie. It started as a conversation. The scientists are the problem, not the cops. Cops are just cops. Some got a nose for jelly donuts, others got a nose for pensions. The scientists, though. I read about this case where they nailed a guy by matching the inside seam of his blue jeans with a bloody print left at the murder scene. I'm not kidding. Some expert testified that the wear pattern of denim is so individual, there's something like a 1 in a billion chance that another pair of jeans would leave the same print, yada, yada, yada. Fucking unreal. "Don't wear blue jeans," the second man said. The first man, a kid really, rolled his eyes. "That's fucking brilliant," the second man shrugged. "Before you lecture me about Calvin sending someone to the big house, perhaps we should start with the basics, fingerprints." "Gloves," the kid said immediately. "Gloves?" the man frowned. "And here I expected something much more innovative coming from you." "Hey, gloves are a pain in the ass, but then again, so is serving time. What else are you gonna do?"
"I don't know, but I don't want to wear gloves if I don't have to. Let's think about it."
"You could wipe everything down," the kid said shortly. "Ammonia dissolves fingerprint oil, you know. You could prepare a solution, ammonia and water. Afterwards, you could spray it on, wipe stuff down, you know. Including..." The kid's voice trailed off. He didn't seem quite able to say the word, which the man thought was pretty funny, given everything this kid had done.